am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them. Welcome to a special edition of Daytime After Dark. Sorry for the music. My studio kind of went crazy for a moment. But tonight, like I said, a special edition of Daytime After Dark. I am so happy and grateful that we will be interviewing our next guest. He is a wonderful, amazing one of the littlest actors I've ever seen on daytime. And tonight we are interviewing Zira Breeds, who played Max on Y&R, that, you know, has stolen my heart along with Spencer from The Narcissist. So it should be a good interview. So I'm going to bring on Zira and her dad now. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, you're so adorable, Zared. I love you on Y&R. I mean, you are doing some of the amazing acting that even I don't think grown-ups can do with your storyline. It's been amazing.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Because when you first came on, I mean, yeah, I know you didn't like Abby, and I could understand why, but when they did the whole, you know, you have a brain tumor kind of thing, how did you feel about that? How did you feel about that?
Well, I was actually kind of excited because that's a whole new storyline, and it's interesting to see how it all plays out.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was really interesting.
Well, yeah, it is. And I love you on screen, Dad. Sis, you know, played by Sean Kerrigan. And, you know, then you have Melissa Audrey as your stepmom. So really, you really lucked out as those who are your parents and stepmom on Young and Restless. How is it working with both of them? How is working with Melissa and Sean?
It's really nice because they're such talented actors, and I learn a lot from them.
Well, yeah, I mean,
Sean is really funny sometimes. He cracks everyone up on set.
Yeah, he seems like a big kid himself. So I imagine you guys have a lot of fun together on the set.
We do.
We definitely do.
Well, and also, I mean, I love it whenever you're on. But you haven't been on lately, which I am missing my little Max. So, I know you cannot say anything, but do you guys know if you have taped anything for, like, July or August? Or do you know what's going on there? Even Mark, if he's going to be back this month.
Keep watching, but I am not at liberty to tell, but keep watching, and yeah.
Yes. Cool. And, you know, you are doing really well on there, and, you know, I think they should give you a little friend to go hang out with, except of Lily Trent when you were playing with Lily's son, which I don't remember his name right now, but when you guys were playing and when Max started the fire, how was that? How was that scene? Was it hard to do? Because you know,
it was a hard moment. It was really cool because I finally had someone else that was my age at set, and it was really fun acting with them.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I personally think that you and the little girl, Faith, you know, are so, both of you are so talented on there, and I think they should give Faith and Max their own little storyline, because I think you guys could be really cute little friends, and I think right now Max needs a friend with everything he's going through.
That would be really nice and fun, too, because it would be, again, another person the same age as me on set.
Well, yeah, with, you know, when you're a little guy, I mean, a big little guy, it is probably really hard for you, you know, because you're around all these grown-ups all the time on set. It's probably really good when you have, you know, some kids your own age that you can talk about things with. And, you know, you can see what they are up to in their on-screen stuff and everything. You know,
Definitely.
Yeah, when you first came on, and, you know, when you first came on, were you, did you know anything about Young and the Restless? So, oh, did you ever hear of it, being, you know, you're a little guy, but did you hear about it at all?
I heard about it once, but other than that, I didn't really know anything about it. But after working there for so long, it turned out it's a really cool show, and I enjoy it so much.
Well, yeah, and what did you got, I mean, what did you do when you're off? You know, not working in the movies and, you know, on, why not? What did you do when you're not working?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, what did you guys do for fun when you're not working, you know, on YNO, any of your other projects? What did you do?
Well, on set of YNR, when I wasn't actually filming, I'd be in the schoolroom, hanging out and building puzzles with the teacher there. Other times, if I wasn't filming at all, I'd just be at home playing with my family.
I would play
Lego with my brothers all the time, and it was just a blast.
Wow, Legos. Yeah, my brothers had them when they were little, and I was not allowed to touch the Legos, so, because I always messed
up. Yeah, Lego.
Well, oh, thanks. So, what are you guys doing for fun this summer? Like, are you guys going to Disneyland, because it's also in Los Angeles? Are you guys, you know, doing any road trips or anything?
No, we're mainly just hanging out in our pool and going to the beach just as a family together, because that's really fun. I enjoy boogie boarding there at the beach, and my brother's just learning, so it's so fun.
Awesome. Wow, that is so amazing. Yeah, I could never do that, but it's so amazing that you could, because that is so much fun. And, you know, hanging out in the pool, oh, that would be great. So, back to YNR for a moment. How did you like working with Steve Burton, the guy that played Dylan? Because I thought some of you on-screen moments were really good with him also.
Yeah, it was fun, again, because he's a really good actor, and he could give me loads of pointers, and he's pretty easygoing, too.
Well, I have a little tablet on him for you. Hey, when you go on the set next time and see Steve, call him Stevie.
Okay,
call him
do.
Stevie. That is his childhood nickname. So I think that would be fun and probably will make him laugh. So, you know, I say go for it.
I definitely will.
Yeah, and with you working with Melissa Audrey Abbey, And I'm hoping you guys' relationship will take a really more positive tune, even though, you know, Max said, yeah, you can visit me in the hospital. How did you like working with her? Because she just had a little baby. So how is it?
Well, it's funny, because in real life, we actually have a really good time together.
Oh, that is really cool. That is really awesome. And do you have a favorite set on Young and the Restless that you like to hang out in when they are not, like, shooting? Is there, like, any rooms or any places, like the coffee house you like better over the hospital? What is your favorite, you know, house or room on Young and the Restless?
My favorite place to stay is probably the only hotel room, which Max had a room in.
Oh, yeah, that is an awesome room. So is it really like a hotel build, or is it like they build it? Is it like really, does it look like a hotel? Because, you know, for people that are watching it, you know, they look at it like, oh, my God, that's the most beautiful hotel. So, yeah, I mean. Well, yeah, that's great. Okay, I'm going to bring on some calls. Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay, we just lost Zared, and I hope he's going to call back in. So, yes, I'm waiting for, Hi, guys. I'm sorry you got dropped. I don't know what happened.
Well, we're calling from a cell phone, so we dropped the signal there for a second.
Oh, okay. I'm glad it was a blog talk. I'm going to bring on some of you fans that are dying to talk to you, because when I was telling everyone that you were coming on the show, they were looking forward to it because everyone is loving your character. And everyone is enjoying seeing what is gonna happen next with Max. So let me bring on Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Hey. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi. How old are you, young man? If I can call you that. How old are you?
I am 10 years old.
Wow, 10 years old. Well, I'm going to say you're definitely the future of what YR has, because you have Allie, who's right now doing a film, another biography with Dolly Parton. I'm sure once she gets back, I think that she's going to definitely be the key for the very young set on YR, along with Victoria Kids and Lily's Kids as well. But I just wanted to say, is there anything you particularly like to do for when you're not on the set, particularly for a 10-year-old, like playing video games or anything like that?
Yeah, like I said, I love to play Legos. I enjoy going in the pool with my family. I play on my iPad a lot, and I love card games, including Uno and Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Have you played the new Pokemon game that just came out, where on your iPod or iPad or whatever, where you have
I have not actually played it yet. I'm sticking to the card game so far, the original mm-hmm. Pokemon card game. I don't actually play the new video game yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I heard heard that that game is starting to become pretty popular, and that's all my friends do is play that. And I've heard some people say, well, it's kind of dangerous with the way it's set up and stuff like that. But I just want to say, I'm just glad you're sticking with the old school, the cards, just like my brother did. But listen, I'll let you go. I know you have a lot of callers, and I hope you have a good day and the rest of the summer. And tell all your classmates at school and your co-stars on the show that I say hi.
Thank you. Thanks so
much
for calling.
All right.
Okay, Bobby, I'm going to put you back on hold. And David, you're on with me and Jared, and I'm here, Dan Mark. Hi. Hey, David.
Hi, Garrett. How you doing?
Good. And you?
I'm doing all right. I saw the film Boy, the boy. You were great in it. Who would like to see that film?
Thank you so much. The movie was called The Boy.
Yes, you were great in it.
Thank you.
Who would like to see that film?
Yeah, what was
that?
It like?
Who was like shooting that film?
It was fun because there were a lot of great actors on set. It's supposed to play in Northern America, but it's actually in Colombia. So I got to visit a new place, and it was really fun.
Yeah, you were great in it. I watched it. You were great. And what's the funniest thing that happened on? Can you tell us something we don't know about Sean Kerrigan, Ditch? Something we would be surprised to know?
Can we hear that question one more time? Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us something about
he wants to know, what is the thing you can tell us, offset with Sist, his TV dad, Sean Kerrigan.
It would be surprised to know.
Okay, David, got any other questions?
No.
Okay, David, I'm going to put you back on hold. Bobby?
Yeah, hello?
Bobby, they dropped again. Will you text Maggie for me? Okay?
All right.
Okay, I'm waiting for them to come back on. Hi guys. Yeah, cell phones are crazy. And it's probably the hot weather there because is it like almost 100 in Los Angeles? Or what is the weather there right now, you guys?
It's in the low 90s. Yeah, it's pretty warm, but nice. We're not complaining.
I live in Seattle, you guys, and it's been like 80s, and I shouldn't be complaining, but, yeah, I would like it, to be 90s, 100. Then I'm sure I will complain. Why is it so hot? But, yeah, Zed, how was it going on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Kimmel? How was that? I adore him. I think he's funny.
It was really fun. Halloween. It was amazing. It was actually I was surprised how many people there were. And
I thought
it
was
the
lightning.
Oh.
Halloween.
Oh. On Halloween?
Oh.
Well, that was actually what that was a taped segment that was aired on Halloween. So that was something Jimmy Kimmel did in tape, and then he was on the show the next day via tape, but he wasn't there in live.
Oh, I think you should be there live, dude, because I think you're so hilarious that you will probably have a really good time. But I know Jimmy Kimmel is number one, way past your bedtime, I'm sure. And it's kind of like a grown-up show. And, yeah, what about the other TV show you were in? Youth Family of Mine, what was that about?
It was pretty much about a family, well, two families, actually, who hated each other, but then here and there were friends, and because a couple married, and the husband went from one family, and the spouse was from another, so the two families came together, but of course, nothing goes right, and the families hate each other, and I'm from one of the families, and I'm just a little naughty kid who plays around and, like, running around with a lighter through the house and stuff like that.
Awesome. I bet that was a really good TV show to be on. And also, how was We Are Men, which I'm not even familiar with that show, but how was that?
It was great. I had a blast there, and it was really fun. Even though it was just one episode, it was amazing.
Oh, well, I have found the perfect movie for you. If they ever did another Home Alone, I think you could be the little kid from Home Alone. I would love to see you in it because I think you would be really good.
That would actually be a really fun role to play.
Well, yeah.
So that's my goal.
Oh, that's your goal. Oh, okay, because, you know, I could see you in that. Or maybe like a Dennis the Menace, back in the day with Dennis the Menace, and so your dad knows all about Dennis the Menace. But, you know, it's a little before your time, but it's a really funny, it's like a funny little movie, too.
I bet I would enjoy it.
Oh, okay, we have one more call, and my host, Maggie, is here. Hey, Maggie.
Not a whole lot.
Hey, Maggie.
Not a whole lot.
Maggie, are you here?
Maggie, are you here? I'm here.
Okay, Maggie, what do you want to ask, what did you want to ask Jared?
How does it feel, when you're in school right now, right?
Yes.
How does it feel with... Pardon? We got bad weather on
okay.
your phone.
She asked what grade are you in school right now?
I'm going into sixth grade. Right now I'm on summer vacation though.
Wow.
Cool. How are the other
You don't say me, go.
That's okay. How do the other children like being an actor?
Well, they think it's really cool that I'm an actor. And it's actually really funny. last year, my teacher had a little mini plastic Oscar that said "World's Best Teacher," and kids kept making jokes to me, holding it up and saying, "I would like to thank the Academy."
That was a bit funny. Well, hopefully soon we'll be saying, "I'd like to thank the Academy." And
oh yeah,
for real.
Yes. That is gonna happen for you, buddy. And also,
oh, yeah.
I think next year you will get a daytime Emmy. I know you will. You better. Oh, The thing is rigged. But I think you deserve a daytime Emmy right now.
Totally.
Well, thank you so much. I really hope that.
You're welcome. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Well, yeah, and have you met any of the other kids from, like, Zeno Hospital or Days of Our Life? Have you met any of the other kids that are on the different soaps?
More breadcrumbs. Yes, you get egg in those. Okay, sorry.
Have you met any of the other actors from, like, Zeno Hospital or Days of Our Life or Bold and Beautiful? Have you met any of those other, you know, little actors?
Have you?
Zed, have you? Crap.
This weather.
It got dropped again.
It's like me all day today.
Tell me to breathe.
Breathe. Breathe. It's a storm outside. And cellular service gets weird. Very, very weird. And
okay. Oh, they are back. Okay.
They're back? Okay.
Hey, yeah. You saw it. Yeah. I mean, don't feel bad about you guys. There are storms in Chicago. You know, I think every place is different, but our final question for you guys is, have you been able to, meet any of the other kids from, like, Zeno Hospital, like Nicholas and Brooklyn from Zeno Hospital? Have you been able to meet any of them?
I haven't been able to meet any of them, only kids from YNR, but no one from, like, General Hospital, Bold and Beautiful, anything like that. I haven't met
mm-hmm.
any of those kids.
Well, you know, I found a perfect little kid for you. You know, if I hope Nicholas and you from Zeno Hospital, he played Spencer. I think you guys will be such great friends. And you guys are both doing really, really good on both of your soaps. And our final question is, did you go to the Daytime Emmy Awards this year? Because it wasn't on TV, but did you guys go?
We don't know yet. No, we didn't go that year, but... we really hope to go this year. But not
oh,
last
yes.
Year.
Mm-hmm. You guys are going. I mm-hmm. see it. I'm going to call it. Thank mm-hmm. you so much for stopping by. And, Mark, please let me know if Zero is going to be in another movie or whatever. We would love to have him on the show again because we love promoting... You know, the little kid actors as well as the big actors.
Thank you so much.
I hope you guys can come back on again, and I just hope you guys have a really good summer.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us on your show, and
we're
following you on Twitter. And we'll keep you always in the loop as to what's going on with Jared's career.
Okay,
terrific.
Yeah, because Yeah, he's going to be the next Harrison Ford, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye,
thank
guys.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
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 Thank
bye.
You.
Okay.
Am I on? I don't know. Yeah, I'm on. Okay. I don't know.
Okay, David, Bobby.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
Is it raining by you?
It was raining this morning down in Florida. In Denver. Now it's not.
It's sunny right here in North Carolina. It's sunny right here in North Carolina. Huh?
Hey, Bobby. Did you like my interview?
You know, that was a great interview. it was just very fun to just get a chance to talk to a young man like him. I'm going to make a confession. I don't watch YNR, but it's always a pleasure to talk to people from other soaps, even if I don't watch their soaps.
Because
I learn a lot.
Well, yeah, and a couple of announcements. We will probably have a show this week, Friday, but it depends how Maggie and I are feeling. And how is the weather with everyone? Because Maggie just dropped again because of the weather. And, we are going to be having, a lot of really, really, really good guests coming on this summer and in the fall. And it's going to be incredible. And I just wanted to make one little thing. I loved that Sunny came to Alexis's aid last week. What did everyone think about that?
Well, I don't watch GH that much, but it was just kind of great that he's helping her.
Yeah, David, what did you think?
Okay, I was happy that
she was
happy.
Zulian,
I forget what's going to happen with Tank.
Zulian is going to finally get what's coming from to him, I hope. I do not like him. I have made no secret about my hatred for, Zulian Zulon. And just to make it right there, I'm not talking about the actor. I am talking about the character, people. So before you send me emails, you Twitter me, whatever, I'm talking about Zulian. Yes, and if I hear one time that, you're not supposed to hate a character, I will scream. Really? Your people are going to tell everyone what they should do and not do? Really? I've been watching soap since I was like 6 or 7. Oh, okay. Hey, Dr. David.
Hey, Carly. How are you?
I'm tired. I'm hot.
Sorry I missed the interview, but I didn't get home until just now.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, that's understandable. So what have you been doing this summer? So what have you been doing this summer, David?
Oh, just surviving. I got to go back to my doctor's on Friday. Apparently my blood sugar levels aren't so great, so, yeah.
Wait, what is wrong?
My doctor, he's worried about my blood sugar now.
Okay, what was your blood pressure when you went in?
Are you there, Carly?
Yeah. I'm here.
Sorry about that. My phone is messed up. I mean, totally messed up. Sometimes I don't know what it is. There's something wrong with the wire, but if I move a certain way, it will click over. You know how it has that flash function so you can take a call, you know, if you have two-way calling?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it will automatically, without touching anything, if I move the wrong way, the wire will switch me over to the other line while I'm in the middle of a sentence. Oh, this phone drives me nuts.
Well, I think it's, you know, all...
Now, have you heard about
this? You know, so you have to go back to the doctor.
Right, okay, right.
But you don't remember, but do you remember what, you know, your blood pressure, how much it was?
No, Carly. The problem is my blood sugar right now. He's worried about my blood sugar.
Oh, okay, why?
Well, he said it was high and that he was concerned, but he wouldn't tell me what exactly the numbers were or anything when I tried to talk to him on the phone. I think the real reason is that he wants to bill my insurance, so he'll have me come in.
Yeah, what they get.
You know what I'm saying? And then I have to pay.
Yeah, I mean.
This is all about the insurance. If there's something wrong, he would tell me to go to a hospital or tell me on the phone what the hell was going on.
If it was something serious,
he would have me go to the hospital or something, or at the very least, when can you make an appointment? And I'm like, well, I'm free on Friday, so, yeah, I don't know exactly what the deal is, but he says that my blood sugar is a concern, and I'm already on blood pressure medication, trying to lower my blood pressure, because I've had some high stresses over the last few I've been doing so many different things over the summer, and it's ridiculous. It's not even funny. I'm not even sure if I'm coming or going these days, but such is life. I'm still here. I'm still living. I'm still breathing. Life goes on, right?
Well,
now,
bone to pick with you.
Why?
Because, you know how you love, Domino's? Okay. I ordered Domino's about a month ago. And, David, it really, really sucked.
I'm sorry to hear it, but that's not anything I can do about that. I mean, you know.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying that,
Carly, listen to me. These days, I make my own pizza now because I have a bread maker. And I make my own pizza crust.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, yeah. I make my own pizza crust. So, yeah, I love that. And so I'm starting to get more and more into making my own food, making my own pastas and breads, and trying to cut down on my sugars anyway, even before this doctor thing. You know, the funny thing is, I was eating a cookie. I just finished eating a chocolate cookie, and the doctor calls me and says that he wants me to come in and talk about my blood sugar. Oh, you can't make this crap up. But
well,
anyway.
Domino's a couple weeks ago.
Carly, I wanted to ask, how did the interview go with, what was his name, Jared something or other?
Oh, it was really good.
Oh, sorry I missed it.
Oh, it's okay.
I didn't get home until now. I mean, so life goes on, right?
Well, yeah, but no, it was really good. Right, boys?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll
probably listen to it at some other time.
I was telling you guys that, I love, you know, so I went back to Pizza Hut, you guys, and this is funny, and you can make up this crap stuff. So I ordered a pizza, and it came burned, and I was so mad, you guys. So I called, and the manager was being not a nice word. And so I called the headquarters, and I got two pizzas
two free pizzas, and I'm gonna probably use one this weekend and whenever my friend comes in.
That
leads to another thing. So, Daytime After Dark, we have a show this Friday night at, regular time, unless someone wants to book an interview with us, then it might be earlier. But then, let's see.
That's why I wanted to talk to you, actually. There's someone I'd love for you to interview. It's not soap related, but it's someone I'd love for us to be able to get an interview with. Lance Bass, he's going to be hosting a new show. They're filming it now, and it's going to be on Logo. It's a reality show. It's based on the same concept of The Bachelor, but it's a gay dating show. It's about a group of guys all trying to get to know this one guy, this gay bachelor type guy. It's going to be called Finding Prince Charming or some such thing. And I'd love to have Lance Bass come on the show, just because I'd love to ask him several questions about this new program that they're filming now.
Well, David, if you give me the PR people or whatever, and then I will email them. So do that and just send it to my Daytime After Dark one.
I'll see what I can do on that. It's a new thing. Honestly, I'm not a big fan of The Bachelor. I'm more of a fan of
The Bachelorette.
Big Brother. I mean, who watches Big Brother?
I do.
I love Big Brother.
Okay. I haven't seen a lot of them this year. So can you guys give me like a quick version of what's happening on Big Brother?
I haven't followed anything yet. When did it come back on? Is it back on now? I haven't had a chance.
Bobby, what's going on Big Brother?
I don't pay attention to Big Brother, but I know it's on now. But if you want to watch the live feed later on tonight on Pop from midnight east to 3 in the morning, then you can just catch up to find out what's going on with the live feed. But if you want to watch the actual CBS broadcast of the show, it's supposed to staying up all night to watch the live broadcast on Pop, then it's on right now on CBS. But from 12 to midnight every night, from 12 to 3 every night, there's a live broadcast on Pop.
I think it's going to be on 1 o'clock.
I know there's, a couple of brothers and sisters that's on Big Brother this season. My favorite season, when, Rachel was on and Jordan and Jeff and, Alyssa's, husband, and of course the one, her other sister was on. I'm trying to get her sister, Alyssa Ryan on Daytime After Dark.
Well, Carly, the thing of it is, this is what made me a fan of Big Brother and why I think that the show that Lance Bass is going to be hosting, why it should be based more on Big Brother than on The Bachelor, is because of the After Dark show that Big Brother has. That's how I got into watching Big Brother, because I'm more interested in how the relationships build up, not just the competitions and all of that. I was watching TMZ Live earlier today, and Harvey Levin, God bless Harvey Levin, he is funny as hell sometimes, but he made this comment where he thinks that what's going to happen on this new gay bachelor show is that some of the guys are going to start hooking up with each other rather than with the guy who's the big prize. And I honestly don't disagree that that's a possibility of happening. unless it's like contractually forbidden for contestants to have relationships with each other and just focus on. But anyway, that said, I think that if they did a show, a gay dating show, that was based more on Big Brother, then you could have trust building exercises and contests and get to know one another. And if you had, you know, you had like these cameras, like the After Dark show that Big Brother has, fans could become able to get invested in the relationships that are building up on the show. You know what I mean?
Well, yes. That could be. But I just want to say before I forget, I have friends and family coming in town, and so we won't have a show. Well, I will try to have one on Friday, depends how many gain I am feeling. But Daytime After Dark will be next Friday, the 22nd. No, so, but then all of us will be back July 29th.
I won't be around on the 22nd. I'm actually going to be out. I have a evening appointment, so I'm not going to be available, so I don't think I'll be able to call in, depending on...
David? No, the 22nd, no, there's no so. And then we are back on January 29th.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So there's going to be a show this Friday, and there's going to be a show on the 29th?
Yeah, well, I will let you guys know more about Friday. So it depends on the weather in Chicago for Maggie. And it depends how Maggie and I are feeling. But we are going to try and have a show on Friday. So please, everyone, always check my Twitter, always check my Facebook, always check the blog talk, so then you guys will know when we are having our next show.
Okay. And just so you know, Carly, I will know by Friday night, I will know what the doctor says, so I'll be seeing him Friday afternoon, so...
Maybe it's nothing. Maybe, you know, one of your medications, you know, really got out of whack and everything.
Well, yeah, well, like I said, he's got me on all these different medications he's got me on two for the high blood pressure. Now I've got some kind of infection that he wants me to take antibiotics for. You know, so there's different things that who knows what causes what anymore.
Well, are you on any pain meds?
I'm on a muscle relaxer for my back when it gets, it's sort of as needed when my back goes twitchy. I blew out my back doing something in the kitchen. I was working on, you know how you have a pasta machine and it's a hand crank one?
Yep.
Well, I was sitting at the table hand cranking out pasta. And for some reason, it twitched out my back, so I was in pain the other day. So the doctor gave me an as-needed muscle relaxer, very low dose, like 4 milligrams. And so far, my back's been fantastic. No major issues.
Well, yeah, but you know what will also help with David? a really good pain med. Other than, you know, because with the pain med, you can fall asleep. Are you tired when you take the muscle balance?
Well, no, it's a non-drowsy one. It's a non-drowsy thing. And besides that, I'm usually dopey in the morning anyway, so I wouldn't even notice any difference, really.
Oh, and David, the other David, business. How is everything going with your kidney and everything? Is everything okay so far?
I'll meet with transplant doctor the 21st. I hope for some good news to get on the surgery and on this,
So you might get a transplant. I mean, you might hear about something on the 21st?
Yes, I'll meet transplant doctor.
That would be good because, you know what? I don't like seeing you in pain, and, you know, I mean, I'm sure it's going to be okay, and, You know, I mean, if you do have the transplant, this, no, I remember how it, but I was so much on it. Just remember that, you know, there's a lot of, you know, good things that can happen. And, oh, I mean, one of my friends told me, you're going to be really tired afterwards. So don't try and push yourself. And you're going to be in a little pain afterwards. So I decided to warn you about that.
Yeah, well, I've been worrying about everything, about surgery and all that. So my doctor told me. So
well,
I'm prepared.
So what about you, Bobby? Are you messed up in any way?
No, I'm just healthy. I'm just very, very healthy. I have no...
Oh, I hate you.
...or anything like that.
I hate you because, crap, I really hate you for that because, crap, yes, yes. Because, you know, I think when people are sick, then the people that are so, you know, feeling good, I don't know if both David agree with me, but whenever you're sick and people say, oh, I understand what you're going through.
They don't
because
that's
in their body, you know, everybody different. Everybody is going to react to.
Sorry, that's the thing I hate. That's the thing I hate most is that you know, when everyone thinks that one size fits all, that all it really annoys the spit water out of me. That, you know, because people are not all the same. If we were all the same, we wouldn't be, you know, unique. But we are unique. We are all different. I mean, you sound different than I do. We all have our differences, you know?
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and that's, you know what, and that's why I get really upset with people, because, you know, people's going to, you know, judge you about something that they know anything about. And you know what? I mean, if something helps one person, it doesn't mean it's going to help another person. And that's why I, you know, I get so angry when people say, oh, I know what you're going through. No, you don't. So I think we have to make a conscious effort to not say that to people.
Okay.
And when someone passes away, you know, I think the I'm sorry thing should be, like, thrown away because I think that's the worst thing you can say to someone after someone dies. What do you guys feel about that one?
I agree.
You know, if you don't know what to say to someone that lost someone, you know, here's what I do. I send flowers. Do not send people casserole when someone dies, okay? Do not. Send them cookies. Send them cupcakes. Send them lasagna. Send them something comforting. Except of those damn casseroles.
That's funny.
No. When my grandfather died when I was 8. My grandfather died when I was 18 almost. And all these casseroles, people were bringing them over, you know, like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, sometimes at 10 o'clock at night. And all I wanted to do, you guys, is take the casserole, throw it on the ground, and take the casserole pan and just break it into 1,000 little pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, come on, you do not want to eat that when you're not, when your heart is always breaking, you know, give someone a cupcake. Oh, give someone pizza. Oh, give someone a brownie. Do not send them over with a casserole. So, boy, did you promise me
If you guys will ever let's put this in your own St. Casuals.
We won't.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. It's funny. My mom died. We got our ham. Not casseroles. Got ham.
Oh, God, David, I'm sorry.
David, I
didn't know you lost your mom, but David, I'm so sorry about, you know, saying about the casseroles, except,
it's funny, but we got our ham, we got a kitchen full of ham, freezer full of ham,
yeah.
But mom died over 3 years ago, so it's all right.
Well, yeah.
It was just funny.
Well, no, I mean, just because I don't see I don't see why people would want to send over the casserole, you know. And, you know, really, I don't see why. I mean, gosh, we have so many flowers and stuff. Like, I was always kidding. I'm like, oh, my God, we have enough to fill the whole funeral home. You know, okay, that might not have been the most appropriate thing to say at the moment, but I said that. And because I just think that, so just everyone be careful when, you know, someone is passing, like an anniversary month of their death is, happening. Just be very, very aware of it. And even though if it's like been a year, 2 years, 3 years, it doesn't matter how long is when you lose a person, you still will never feel okay with it.
Exactly.
Thank you.
I just want to let everyone know there's there's a Facebook thing that people's been getting to, go to Google and sign in and whatever. Oh, you could be reported in the next 24 hours. That is a scam.
Right.
So I just want to let you guys know it's a scam.
I don't buy into them because I have several people on Facebook that IM me about saying I won some money and everything else, and I didn't want to fall into that scam because I have people calling me from Jamaica and people that have called me and tweeted me to just send them money, and I'm not going to fall into anything like that.
But it's easy when you have a good heart and you want to help people. But you so always, no matter what you do before you send money, is, look at the consumer, thing and make sure this, this thing is legit or not. All I got to say before we hang up, I am so Team Sunny. I want Zillion off the show. I hate Zillion. I'm not saying I hate the actor. I'm hating Zillion Jerome, and I wish, and Sonny had every right to go help Alexis. If Sonny didn't go help Alexis, Alexis would be dead as a doornail by now. So, and enough of people treating me, Sonny tried killing Coley all those years ago. No. He was going to shoot Alcazar, and they accidentally hit Coley. Grow up, people. The big difference between what Zillion did and what Sonny did years ago, in my opinion.
I want to say, Bree Williamson is doing a great job playing as Claudette. She's doing a good job playing as Claudette. Doing a really good job.
You know what, I don't like her just because it's coming between my Nathan and Maxie, so I don't like it. And everyone is not liking the one playing Maxie right now. She was on Dave.
One that was on Days of Our Lives is Melanie,
yeah,
Molly Burnett.
Yeah, but give her a chance, you guys. She's only seven for a couple of weeks. And you know what? You come into this role that it has always been beloved by, you know, Kristen Stone, then, you know, done really dear for a while. Give Molly a break, you guys. I mean, it's hard.
I agree. I agree.
Her.
And if you can get Molly on the show, that'd be one person who I'd love to talk to because.
Okay, Bobby, wait until she's done taping over the general hospital. Then you can Twitter for us.
Right.
But wait until she's done at VH.
Right, because when I first heard that Jen Lilly was leaving Days, I was kind of like thinking, well, maybe she can probably, when I heard about the situation with Kirsten, with her skin problem, that maybe she was going to fill in
I mean, because the thing with Jen Lilly, I feel sorry for her. She did not want to announce it so early, you know, and then some stupid media reports who I won't name, kind of did the job for her, and I'm sorry. People, if you know something, keep it to yourself until the actor wants to release. Come on.
Jen and Eric are in a great storyline right now on Days that just started, which I'm probably not going to give away most of it for some of us that haven't seen it yet, because I know, but I'm telling you, the acting that I've seen Jen lately on Days, that's worthy of an Emmy next year, I can tell you that.
Oh, well, yeah, and like I told you.
Especially with this this thing I've been hearing in the spoilers about her son Tate being kidnapped, that's bound to be an Emmy-winning
material. Yeah, and people, I don't want to hear it, Teresa had her own baby kidnapped. No. Look how tired she's been lately, and I think Summer is drugging her.
I just got a text message from somebody. You're not going to believe it's on Hulu now.
What?
Green Acres.
What?
Green Acres.
What?
Yeah, a friend of mine just that's now on Hulu now. I can't wait to see this later.
I
just want to say one more thing that kind of got my nerves yesterday, and I didn't even bother watching yesterday Days for fear that the memorial service in Dallas that former President George Bush and Obama attended and spoke at was going to interrupt it, and instead it interrupted half of General Hospital. I know in the markets that get it at 2, and I know in my area and in New York and where Maggie is, half of General Hospital was interrupted by the speeches that the presidents made. I know with all due respect to what happened in Dallas and with the service and stuff like that, I mean, there was some people that were just like disappointed over why they had to cut off half of General Hospital for, or why did they have to just show in progress or anything like that, but I understand.
Is anyone Twitter friend with Kelly Fiedebo, you know, the one that played Brit?
I'm friends with her.
Wait. When you say you're friends, like, could
I'm
you DM
friends
her?
With her. I don't know her personally. I'm Twitter friends with her and Brian Craig.
But does he follow you back?
No. She doesn't follow me back or anything like that. I just follow her.
Okay, well, you guys, I'm going to close the show a little early. But, yes, we will be back on Friday night, depending on the weather and how everyone is feeling.
What time, Carly?
7 o'clock.
At 7
o'clock?
Meaning,
yes.
West
so,
Coast,
like, 10 o'clock
10.
For David and
8 o'clock for you and Maggie. So, yes. So, yeah, have a great evening, everyone, and we will talk to you soon.
Well, I'll talk to you on Friday, then. Have a good night, guys.
Okay.
Good night,
guys. Bye. Bye.
All right.